Here we are just before Yom Kippur. Shnas Tovshin Ayin Gimel. We just read the Parsha called Hakel in the midst of Parshas Vayelech. Hakel es Anoshim, es Anoshim, es Ataf. It's a time when Klal Yisrael comes together. It's a time when the Malbim writes that the choice terminology of Hakel, Leumas, in contrast to Eda, or to other similar terminologies, writes the Heliga Malbim that the Loshen, the choice wording of Kahal, connotes a sense of Kehila, as the Pshat, that everybody is together. Everybody is equal, no highlighting a sense of a hierarchy. Anoshim, Noshim, Taf, everybody is now together as a unified, cohesive unit. That's Parshas Hakel, and that's how we journey into the culmination of an Aser Semei Tshuva, Ki'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, with an Achdus Gemura, all of Klal Yisrael united as one. In addition, writes Rav Hunner in his Psicha to the Machon Yerushalayim, Darkei Moshe HaSholem, he's Medayek, he infers from the interesting terminology of the Rambam, who writes in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, that the Maimed called Hakel was seen as a reenactment, the re-experience of sorts of what Matan Torah, what the Maimon Har Sinai was all about. And therefore, writes Rav Hunner, without getting into any drush, without getting into any other pshatim, to why we have to bring the Taf, Kedei Lavi Yischar L'Meviyayim, he says, I'll tell you pshat to why they have to be there. Because they were there by Har Sinai. And Har Sinai was Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And Parshas Hakel, a reenactment, a re-experience of sorts of what the Maimon Har Sinai, what it meant when a unified, cohesive unit called Am Yisrael stood at the Piedmont, at the base of Sinai, united as one. That's what the Maimon Har Sinai was. That's what Hakel was all about. Mamela Zogt Rav Hunner, you have to bring the Ketanim there as well. Because everybody was there collectively as one Am. As an Am Echad Ba'aretz. What a gewaltige zechus that we could come together right before Yom Kippur, not just one shul and here another shul, to come together ba'achtus, to have anoshim, noshim, to unite and come together to be machazik, ki'ish echad, b'lev echad. What a gewaltige zechus, what a gewaltige hesoros in and of itself. For me in particular, it's a special zechus, Rav Reisman Shlita, I get the Baruch Hashem, Gevaldike Shtiklach Taira, always on his lips, Chamorachai Gifter Zatzal. And one part that he told me was a pshat by his Shver Zatzal in the Gemara Brochos, Daf Yudam and Beis, the Gemara Sites of Raisa. Torah Bonan Shisha, Devarim Aso Chiskiyo, Amelach, Al-Gimel Hodolo, Al-Gimel Hodolo. Three they were maskim, they agreed to, and three they disagreed with. One of the things the Gemara says is Gonos Sefer Refuos. Chizkiyo HaMelech, he hid this Sefer Refuos. They had a book that was a collection of all the specific Refuos that targeted respective Choloi HaGuf, any disease, any ailment, illness in the world. You open up the book and there was the cure. And he put it into Geniza. How could he do that? Imagine how much Bito Taira, Bito Zman would be saved. Imagine how many Yisurin and Chaloi HaNefesh Yaakov could have been prevented, could have been avoided. Just give us the book. Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov, a Talmud of the Gra, writes in the Zagdama to Pa'asa Shulchan HaMitzvah Satuliyis Baretz that the Gra wanted to finish all, not Kola Torah Kula simply, but Kol Chochma Sheba'olam. And he finished everything in the world except for two things. And one of them was Chochmas HaSimamonim, had to go out and find cures by mixing potions and different entities together, coming up with various concoctions to cure, to be a panacea for every disease in the world. And his father said, don't do it, because right now we need a Vilna Gaon more than we need the world's best doctor. And he thus never mastered that science, that wisdom. But we wouldn't have even needed to come to that. We had a book. And this book, we had mamish everything, all the cures in the world. Chizkiya, what were you thinking? And Chachamim, your maskim to him. Why? Imagine how much better off we'd be today if we had such a magical, mystical book. explained Rav Gifter Zatzal, Rashi writes three words. Succinct, as often he is, Zakt Rashi, you know why he was going, he's the Sefer of Fuas, Kadeshi Yavakshu Rachamim, so that Klai Yisrael would always turn to the Eivishter and always ask, Bakoshas Rachamim, I plead, I beseech you, the Almighty, let me have your mercy, let me merit your chesed, your Rachamim. It was Kedai to have all the sickness from that day and age until now, to have all the things that ensued, because Rachmana Litzlan, we have all the Yisurin and Tzoros and Choloi, HaNefesh VeHaGuf. We don't have the Sefer of Fuos. But if Chizkiyo performed such an act and Chachamim were molded to him, Bal Korchach Tzarech Loimer, that you know what's more important than all that? To cling steadfast and tenaciously unto the Koyach HaTfilah, Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim, is more important than all the Goni Sefer of Fuos, all those magical cures. Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim Tfilah is even more important than all of that. And thus, if we're going to come together tonight, if we're going to head into Yom Kippur this year, we have to head in with tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, with bakoshas rachamim. We have to head into a Yom Kippur with a chizik and a seiros for tefillah. So what are we davening for this Yom Kippur? You were a machaber, you were a Yosef Cairo, and you were penning your magnum opus to Shulchan Aruch, so you're here to go and instruct Gantz Klal Yisrael. What should I be working on now? Cairo, there's so much to work on. And yet the machaber has one simple line in Tofresh Beis. He just finished talking about the alochas pertaining to Rosh Hashanah. And in Tofresh Beis, the machaber says as follows. Say that you made tshuva, bo sif echad, one brief sif, one mere line. The chol yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, marvim betfilos v'sachanunim. You know what's incumbent upon each and every one of us to do? Yes, stok is givaldik, and the posik tells it, stok yatatsami movis, and we have the sugyim of a master daf yud, and Shabbos kufnun vavam adbeis, and we add the gemara that the Rav just mentioned, Rosh Hashanah, tesayin adbeis, and Rabbi Yitzhak dalet varam, karang zanino shalodam, and we have stok, and we have shinoi maisim, and shinoi hashem, and we have golas, and the Rambam actually writes them over for us, paskening them in Hilchos Tshuva, and Parak Beis, Halacha Dalet, and we have so many things to do. And you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and I'm waiting for the tzedaka, I'm waiting for all the other things. And what does he tell me? You know what you do in a sesame tshuva? You're marvin betfilas v'tachnunim. It's about tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. Remember when I was learning in a kollel in Eretz Yisrael, Halacha L'maisa kollel, and down below us, we were learning in the Esos Noshim, down below us was a Hasidish kollel, came a sesame tshuva, and they ended Seder early. I went over to the Rosh Kol, I said, Torah Hiva L'manani Tzarech, well, what's Pshat? I want to know. And what is the minhag of this kaila that he says, I tell them they leave a little bit early and they go to Daven, they go to Beis HaKvaris, and they're osik the rest of the day in tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. Asks the Sefer Tshuva and the Rambam and the Rambam Zuchus Tshuva Perakim Allah Chadalit. The Rambam writes, the Nogu Kobes Yisrael, Laharbus Mitztokim Amasim Togim Velasok Bemitzis Beyomim Eilu Yeshem Mikol Shai Yibos Hashona. Asks the Sefer Tshuva, where's Tyra? Why is Tyra not here? Teretz is Avada Torah, the Ikar Omen HaOilam. Avada Alat Shloshet Verma Olam Omid, Zek Demishan and Ovis and Alat Beis. Alat Torah, the Alavod of Al-Gemissan. Avada the Ikar, the main primary pillar upholding the entire world, is Avada Torah, Torah, Torah. But when your life is on the line, what do you need to reach for? When we're asking for Sefer HaChayim and not the Sefer HaMesim, Rachmanu Litzlan. If the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, this is the Tkufa Norah, the Tkufa Mesuyemes, Sivrei Chaim, Sivrei Meisim, Suchon Lefanai. So what do you do? Tyra is Gevaldik, and Chesed's Moiridik, and Stok is unbelievable, but at the end of the day, you know what you reach for in Eis Tzara, first and foremost, more than anything else, is Tfilah, 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 your Nesesimei Tshuva, and our lives and our futures are on the line. You know what we do? We're Marbe Bebechi B'tachnunim, that's what we do. So Maisa, I've said over with the Brisker Rav, that the children of the Brisker Rav Zatzal, they once turned to him, they said, Tati, Why is it that we were able to come out of the Holocaust alive, but the Lutzke Rav, Zalman Sarotskin, the Aznaim Latorah, he didn't just rescue his children, he rescued his Eish Yischayel as well. And Tati, aren't you a shtickle bigger, Tamar Chocham, aren't you the Sar HaTorah, the famed, illustrious Briska Rav? How come with your Galdus and Torah you could save your children, but you weren't able to save mommy? And Zalman Sarotskin was able to save his entire Mishpacha, Hotz Pshat. The Briska Rav said that the Lutzke Rav, Rav Zalman Sarotskin, could do more with the Sefer Tehillim than I could do with the Gemara. Because when lives are on the line, and the Holocaust, and the Nazis, Yamach Shumam Mezichram, are in hot pursuit of the Yidden and Mamish, everything is now coming down to what? No atheists in the foxholes, you gotta reach for Tefillah, that's all there is to reach for. Persons in the hospital, about a tyrus the yikar. But it's not the time to pull out the Gemara Shitaisis and the Kasha Pereyeshua, Rekim Eger, and Rabachon, and Shtikal Tyra, and Smyredik. That's what life is all about. But when someone's in the hospital, what do? You take out David Amelos to heal it. And you daven, and you daven, and you daven some more. Here we are in an Ace Tzara, an Ace Kufa Nora, called the Yomim Noraim, the Loshin Arashba, and Chuvas. This is the Yomim HaKadosh, and our very lives and our futures are on the line. So what do we do more than anything else? We reach for Tefillah, we reach for the Tehillim, or Marra Bebechi B'tachimunah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted nothing more but to save Klai Yisrael, nothing more but to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave us the Torah. He is the honor of Mikola Odomar Shah Pray of Noah. He's Lokam Novi Obi Yasor Kamosha Allah Mailas. Extol all those virtues one after one. The greatest honor of our teacher, Rabbeinu. He gave us the Torah. He was the greatest we ever had. And yet the Gemara and the Brachas, Taflamad Beis, Amad Beis tells us, Amar Rabbelazar, nobody was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in Mas and Tovim and Alpha Piki and Lonena Elibis Chushatfil. All the Torah in the world couldn't get to Moshe Rabbeinu to look into Eretz Yisrael. All the chesed and all the mitzvahs and masim tovim and all the tzedakah and all of his anivus and alamailus, all the fantastic attributes that he possessed that still couldn't do it. What was able to do it? Tefillah. He needed a Yeshua tefillah. He needed to save Klai Yisrael. It's tefillah. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael, but you want to at least see it. It's got to come down to tefillah. Writes the mitzvah, and you know the source of this inyan. He asks Akasha, it's Akasha b'nei Soschar, poses in Magid, Taluma, and Brochus as well. How does the Gemara know that? It's a Sefri and Parsis v'Eschonin as well. How do you know the Moshe Rabbeinu was only answer? The Gemara brings a Pasuk. It's not Mochav from the Pasuk. How do you know that it wasn't Tefillah with the Anivas, Tefillah with the Tzidkas, Tefillah with the Taira? How do you know that it was Tefillah great dosa, Tefillah all by itself? Writes the Mitzvah Issa, take a look at the Tana, Devei, Eliyahu Rabba, and Chelek Beis, and Perek Vav. Moshe Rabbeinu asks from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzadik Varolo, Rosh HaMatolo, with whole Sugya and Brochus, Tav Zayin, and Aleph, Hodini Nostra Rechacha, God, please let me know your ways. Amalo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Moshe, my dear beloved Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to be able to chop to grasp all of my anhagas, but I'll tell you a little bit how I work. When I look out into my world and I see people, even though they might not have the Torah, they might not have the Masam Tovim, not B'masei Yadeya, not B'masei Avosei, they don't even have Schus Avos, nothing, Kornish. El Arak, B'shvil Shein Omdim, Omodin, and Mavorchin, Umeshavchin, Umarben, Tachnunim, Lefonai. They stand in Tefillah in front of me, and they're Marben Tachnunim. Ani Niskak Lehem, I'm bound to them, I'm connected to them. And the Melah start giving them Shefer Rav, and Tosefes Brochem, and Lamala. That's the Hischabos. The rites of Shushan Pinkus, Atzal, and Dav Kuv Beis of Ashur Mitzvila, various connotations of what tefillah is all about. The one lashon is the lashon that Leah uses when she names Naphtali. Naphtali Elokim Zakrashi lashon of Tmeikus of Ischabrus. You connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam derech tefillah. Hashem says more than the Torah, more than the Masim Tovim, but I'm Niniskak. I'm glued to you. If you're going to stand in front of me, I'm Madel Fnei Hashem, and you're going to be Marbin Tachnunim. I am not Niskak Lachom. I'm here. I'm yours. I'm connected, and we are now as one. I'll start giving you things. Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Torah, wasn't the Anivus, and it wasn't the Masim Tov. You want the Yeshua, it's got to come down to tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. But it has to be a tefillah that's accompanied with tears. We know about the famous Diyan, the famous Masav Amata when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, according to most poskim. We discussed it in the Shabbos Shuvah Rosh Hashanah. There is, in fact, a Din Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, according to the Gra, the Shagasarius, and so many others. Writes the Gra, the Tamidia Gra, and the Maisa Rav, and Os Reish Zayin. The Gra sheet, there was Ein Livkos for Rosh Hashanah. You don't cry in Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Parakhes Pasuk in Aleph, Al Tivku, it's Ichlu, Mashmanim, Shetum Hamtakim, Achulei, Chemes Hashem, Ima Uschem, and inserted into that same verse is Al Tivku, I don't want you to cry. Writes of Chaim Vital in the Shara Kavonos, Tavtzadiyam and Aleph, Beshemus, Rebbe Muvak, the Ariya Kodosh, the Arizal held, and the Berhete brings in a Tavkut, Peidalin, and Tzivkot, and Gimel, that a person with Davka should go out and cry. A person should be crying, even in Rosh Hashanah. Many different answers. Rav Yisrael Salanter, Tshuva and Zecha Yehosef, writes Rav Zundel Salant in the Sefer, the Tzadik biography, Rav Zundel Salant, Rachai Voloshin, the Archodosh, and others echo the same idea. And that is that there is no steer. The gross sheet there was, you don't push yourself to cry in Rosh Hashanah, but if it comes Mamela, it's Poseidon. If you're moly hisrakshus and you're overwhelmed, then you're inundated with a sense of hergation that say, I just can't harness it anymore. And it just goes, it comes Derech Mamela. Those tears, that's Poseidon. But Kuli Amimodi, everybody agrees, on Yom Kippur, you don't have a Pasuk in Nehemiah. Yom Kippur is a time that even if the crying doesn't come a Mela, it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to do our utmost, to muster up the requisite ability to cry, to let the tears go, to let down our guard ever so slightly. Continues the Gemara in Brachas Amud Beis, Amud Beis. Alpha P, the same Rebbe Lazar, Alpha P, Shashari Tfilo Ninilu, but Shari Demos Lo Ninilu. Writes Ramosha David Vali Tamar Chover the Ramchal and his Parish Coast Tanchumen. And the beginning of Megillus Eichon Perk Allah Posik Beis writes Yiriyah laments Yiriyah Navi Bochus Sivka Balayla Vidim Osa Alechya. You can have Bochus Sivka, you can have all the crying in the world, you can have an emphatic sense of crying. Akfela Solution, Bochus Sivka. But you want the Abishter to take you out of Golis, that doesn't suffice. It needs to be coupled with Vidimosa Alechya. You need the demos. Because nowadays, Shari demos, lo ninilu, and that's the way to go in. Explains Moshe David Vali. In our demos, in our tears, we have salt. Salt, we know, melech, mimasekes asaboser, the Gemara says in Brachos Tafayim and Aleph. Salt, we know the Magid Avraham brings B'Shem the Shlo and other Mekubalim. And Ilchus Betzias Apas, we dip the bread into salt three times because it's Mamtik to Gemurus, it sweetens the strict Dinim, the harsh Dinim. Writes the Siddur HaRiza, Melach, salt is Memla Merches, Gematria 78. Gematria Shem Havaya Yurke Vavke 26 times 3. Achazokov, Midas Arachim, Midas Arachim, Midas Arachim, Shem Havaya 26 times 3 equals 78. Gematria Melech writes the Ariya Kadosh. You take the bread, and what do you do with the bread? With the lechem, Loshen Lochem, Achoma, Loshen Din, dip it into the salt. Osios Melech, Osios Lechem, comprised of the identical letters. The Melech will be mematic, will sweeten up the Loshen Lochoma. The melach, the salt, is gematria havaya rachamim three times over. Salt will sweeten up the dina. The salt and the tears will sweeten up those dinim. Explains Rav Moshe David Vali, it's not enough to have all the kavana ritzuya. Together with that kavana amitis and ritzuya, you need to have the tears. And if the tears don't come a mela on Yom Kippur, then you have to muster up the strength, the kayach, the ability to see to it, cry about something. Everyone's got soros in his or her life, whatever it is, whether it's chayli, whether it's having lost a loved one, whether it's seduchim, children, whatever it is. Think about that vision, that image, and redirect, rechannel those demos to crying for tshuva, for crying to get ever closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we need the salt in the tears to be mamatek, the dinim, the gevuros, and that will bring us the atzol and the Yeshua at the end of the Yom Noroi. It's a story I heard last summer from a Yid who has a relative who was in the Holocaust. He was in Auschwitz. And he managed to sneak in a tiny pair of tefillin, and he hid it in one of the crevices inside his bunk. And Avada certainly wouldn't risk his life by putting on the tefillin in the daylight hours, but what would he do? He tried the cheshbon. Avada, when they didn't have the watches, he didn't know exactly what time it was, but he tried the cheshbon as close to Neitz, as close to Avon HaShachar as he could. And he would make sure to put on tefillin every single day that he was in Auschwitz. Even on days, they woke them up early, you had to quickly put them on, even without a bracha before the Zaman, but every day he made sure to put on tefillin. But one morning they caught him. German guard, Yamach Shemo Vizichro, came into the bunk, saw him with tefillin on, dragged him out by his hair, dragging him in the dirt, took out a whip, said, "You meshuga, you crazy one. I'm going to kill you. And you're going to be wearing these funny things on your head and your arm. You're going to be wearing it. While I kill you, what are you doing? Religious rituals? What are you, crazy?" And he starts whipping him and he's bleeding. And he whips him until he faints, completely unconscious. And he leaves him for death. His fellow inmates run outside. They see that there he is. His last breath, they drag him back into the bunk. And with unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, they were able to bring him back to life. And he went back the very next day to put on the same tefillin. Said, "Are you crazy?" Says, "No, this is life. I got to put on my tefillin every day." Said, "But how do you even know that they're kosher tefillin? When was the last time you even got these tefillin checked? And they're so small, and how do you even know what's inside? They're probably even posel the tefillin." Says, "You know what? I don't know if they're kosher or if they're posel. But I kosher them now with my blood. So I guarantee you, in front of the Borei Olam, they're taka kosher tefillin. Because the Eibishter knows that I was moser nefesh for this mitzvah hashkula. Can I get kol tayig mitzvahs? I gave him my life for mitzvahs hatefillin. If it's kosher or posel, chveis nisht, I don't even know. But what I do know is I kosher it now with my blood." That's a tefillah. Imagine a tefillah with those tefillin on. When was the last time we poured our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah? If it's not going to be with the salt of the tears in our eyes, what about the salt in our sweat? When was the last time we schwitzed in the middle of davening? There are people, somebody told me, a Talmid Ratzvi Maya said we're bringing out to Israel. He davens very frequently with Ratzvi Maya, Shachris, and Chamarev. He says that his Rebbe Ratzvi Maya has to change his shirt sometimes 5, 6, 7 times a day. A Shachris, forget it. It's dripping with sweat. Schwitz. He has to change it again. Mincha, Chinochmuk, Marev again. If we're not crying, are we schwitzing? Are we producing that soul to be maptik, the gevuros? Are we being Moser Nefesh in the midst of our tefillah? How badly do we want something? Ezra Reiser Shlita just got through saying, if a tefillah is mamish uttered, it's recited, mitoch p'nimi yisalev, and you want it just l'shem shamayim, and you're not looking for that answer, those tefillahs are going to get answered. Heard the following story just today. To my wife's seminary, Machol Masaruch, they had a yomiyah, and a woman approached my wife afterwards and said, that her mother just recently passed away, but this woman now is in her mid to late 60s. Her mother, Baruch Hashem, lived well into the 80s, 90s. She just recently was nifteres. Says, you know why I think my mother had arichas yomim? Because when I was 5 years old, my mother was sick. She wasn't deathly ill, but what did I know? I was a young, a fledgling girl, 5 years old at the time. And I knew that my mother had to take off from work, and there she was, horizontal, lying there in bed, and she was coughing and wheezing and sneezing, and I thought that she was going to die. And there I was, 5 years old, and I went into my room, and I just started to cry and to shed tears after tears. God, Hashem, please don't take away my mommy. Please, let her be zoichet arichas yomim. I don't want to lose my mommy. I'm too young. And she says, I uttered those tefillos, we talk panimius libi, mikirus levavi, and I wanted it only the Shem Shemayim Hashem. How can I grow up? I need to have my mommy with me. And that's why I think she had arichas yomim. Because that was a tefillah that was uttered kulo l'shem shamayim. And I gave it to my all. I put all of my kayach into it. So one famous comedian who once quipped that when I was a young kid, I wanted a 10-speed bicycle, so I asked God for a 10-speed bicycle every night, but I saw that didn't work. That's not how God works. Since then, I stole my neighbor's bike, and then I asked God for forgiveness. How badly did he want that bicycle? How many tears did he shed for that bicycle? What did he want that bicycle for? Yom Kippur is just around the corner. What are we going to be crying for? How many tears are we going to shed? How much are we going to be schwitzing and with the Mesiris Nefesh to Kedavening? Are we crying for silly things? Are we crying for things that just aren't that important? Now, Reuven saw his friend Shimon the other day, and he saw that Shimon was crying. So he said, Shimon, tell me why you're crying. So Shimon says, well, you won't believe this. He says, 3 months ago, I had a great aunt who died, and she left me $50,000 in her will in her tzava. And then 2 months ago, I had a great uncle on the other side of the family, and he died, and he left me $30,000 in his will. And last month, I had a great grandfather who died at a ripe old age, and he left me another $20,000 in his will. So I feel so bad for you, Shimon. So why are you crying? He says, because this month, nothing. What are we crying for? We don't have enough money. We don't have enough prizes, enough cars, enough homes, enough food, enough clothes. What are we crying for? Are we crying for life? Are we crying for the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, Suchim, Nafonoi? Are we crying because we know that everything in life, our very existence, and our food, our sustenance, our gezunt, our parnosa, everything in the world comes down to what? Comes down to the Ratzon HaBorei. Does he want it? Then it'll happen. If he doesn't, it won't. Where are our tears? Are we schwitzing and davening? Are we sweating up our shirts, our suits, our dresses? Are we giving it all up and mustering the kayach to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know it's all in your hands. I'm going to shed those tears this Yom Kippur. I'm going to know that the Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach, with tremendous siyat and Shemaya, the Kol Chavor, our tefillos on the heels of a night of Achdus V'Sholom. Met Hashem, that Koach HaTefillah is going to go straight up and pierce those Shari Tefillah. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach Hu'ni Mizoicha to Hashana, Toiva Mesuka, Good Kebench Gyor, that's Mola Yeshua Sinachamas Megatz Kla Yisrael, Simchas Mechayel Achayel and Besuras to His Tamid, both in Kloli, both in Proti, and it should be a Good Kebench Gyor with Kol Mashavas Libchem, the Hirus Deivish Dur should be Mamali Bekorov, and a Good Kebench Gyor.